with Montana News. I'm Nick Mott. State politicians and others from around Montana joined union workers locked out of a talc milling plant in Three Forks for a Labor Day rally yesterday. The workers are going on their fifth week of picketing outside the Emerus America talc mill after failed contract negotiations. About 200 people turned out for the rally on Monday. Among them were Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate and House, John Tester and Kathleen Williams.
Join with me in encouraging Emerus to come back and bring a real offer.
Boilermakers International Union Local 239 President Randy Tossey says the rally boosted the spirits of the workers. Republican Senator Steve Daines and Representative Greg Gianforte have also expressed support for the workers but did not visit the picket on Monday. A mediation session for the union workers and Emerus America is scheduled for September 11th. Senator John Tester today had three Montana men who say they've long supported the Republican Party on a conference call with journalists to say that this year they're supporting the Democratic senator in his reelection campaign.
He's looking out for the little person, and the Republican Party stopped doing that.
Mick Ringsack of Butte says he's been active in Republican politics since Barry Goldwater's 1964 campaign through those of Conrad Burns, who Tester defeated in 2006 and was appointed to the Small Business Administration by the George Bush administration. Ringsack says he voted for President Trump in 2016, but that he's not supporting Tester's Republican challenger, State Auditor Matt Rosendale.
The Republican Party's lost its way, and it's not the party of small business that it was or independence. It's the party of corporations, and of course the Democrats are leaning that way too, and John understands what's going on.
Tester is promoting Republican support ahead of President Trump's second scheduled visit to Montana in 2 months. The president is holding a rally at Metro Park in Billings Thursday to support Rosendale's Senate campaign.
I'm Eric Whitney. All Stage 1 and Stage 2 fire restrictions have been lifted across northwest Montana. Put simply, that means campfires and outdoor smoking are allowed again. Restrictions have also been lifted on operating equipment. Allie Ulwelling is a spokesperson for the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation.
It just means that we are lifting restrictions. It doesn't mean that fire season is over.
Even though the intensity of fire season has diminished, Ulwelling says there's still plenty of potential for wildfire starts. Fall open burning season has not yet started and won't until October 1st at the earliest or until conditions warrant. Glacier National Park will start offering limited access to the currently closed west side of Going to the Sun Road starting Friday. Private cars will not be allowed on the stretch of road from Apgar to Logan Pass, but tours and a limited number of free shuttles will run. A press release from the park says there's still significant firefighting activity on the road, which was closed August 12th due to the Howe Ridge Fire on the west side of Lake McDonald. The free shuttles will run daily from the park's west entrance to the Logan Pass Visitor Center with no stops in between. Shuttle passes will be available starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Apgar Visitor Center shuttle stop. The park says shuttles will run every 30 minutes, with the last one departing Apgar at 1:30 p.m. It says shuttle capacity will be limited, but has not said how many shuttles or seats on them will be available. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a federal lawsuit in Missoula today, claiming law enforcement is gearing up to crack down on protests over the Keystone XL oil pipeline. The lawsuit against the U.S. Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Justice, and Interior asks the court to order the release of any documents detailing collaboration between federal and state officials and private companies. The ACLU cites past violent clashes between police and protesters over the Dakota Access Pipeline. Alex Raitt, legal director for ACLU of Montana, says federal agencies haven't provided adequate responses to information requests, but responses they have received indicate a clear trend.
Government, hand in hand with private industry, have been tracking people who are choosing to exercise their First Amendment rights to demonstrate and to protest.
The pipeline passes through Montana and South Dakota to Nebraska, and Raitt says construction is imminent. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says the state is outpacing most others in terms of wage increases, but faces challenges in transforming its economy as industries such as mining and utilities contract. Bullock today released the administration's annual Labor Day report on Montana's economy. The Democratic governor touted an unemployment rate that's hovered around 4% in recent years and wage growth that's fourth fastest in the nation. Department of Commerce economist Barb Wagner says Montana experienced a $167 million decline in personal income in 2017 from the mining, utilities, and agriculture industries. That was offset by $251 million worth of growth in the healthcare industry and gains in financial services and leisure activities. Across all industries, the state added 4,600 new jobs last year. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.